Okay. Thank you everyone for coming. It's late hour. We're holding in the four parashas, except that this week we have a break. Right? And it always works out that way, that there's never four parashas straight. There's always one week where there's a break.
Yeah, because that special period for the Shabbos between the Dal Parashas.
Yeah, I know. That's why I stopped being Yekesh. There's only one thing to hold on to. Hoshana Shalosh Shos. That's one thing a Yekesh never parts with. All the other Minhagim washing before Kiddush, yeah, but Shalosh Shos is Kiddush Kadoshim.
That's only Frankfurt, Maine, they wash before Kiddush.
Yeah.
We
do it on Sukkot because it's such a pain to make Kiddush. We want to wash. So we wash before we go down to Sukkot.
Once a year, we're good Yekis.
Yeah. Except for Shalosh Shos. I spoke about it in Tzvi Monk's Ufruf. Right.
It was a very well received.
Yeah. Anyway, there's always one week when there's a break. So there's a Chiddush Arim. It says something very interesting. That's Roy Lee's boning, and he says that he brings the Chazal that Rashi brings in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Lemayu Revachas Mishamshos. You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu used to teach Moshe. The parshas, and then there will be a revach, right? You'll give him, a break, and keneged that is also the break, between parshas, the blank space. It's mamash keneged the revach that. So he says, "L'mayu revachos mishamshos." They say Moshe revach ben parshal to parshal lihis boinein. As end of having a break is to have space to think. Right, you have to have. Right, Revach ben Parsha is boning, and he says that Mimela he wants to taina that that's the role of the week that where there's a break like this year it's this week that the that you should have a space to think, right? And then he takes it one step further that a function of space to think, right, is the is to do tshuva, because it's the pasuk says. Ulavavo yavin, v'shav v'rafalo. That your heart understands. Mikoch understanding, you do tshuva. So he says that's the function. That's the avod of the week where there's no one. You have a break from the Arba Parshas. It's a revach ben partially his bonein, and his boninus leads to tshuva. Yeah, I can't borrow what I saw brought down. Right, so maybe first of all, before we even. Get any deeper, it just happens to work out very nicely with that. This week's parsha is the parsha of the break. Because say it's Revach ben Parsha, Parsha Liz Bonein, which is a function of the heart, Ulavav Hayavin. So, what's the, how does the parsha open up? Right, call Nadiv Lev, right? Oshayed Vena Libo, Tikhus, it's all about Nadivus Lev, benevolence of heart. The Homishkun is built on benevolence of heart. And for benevolence of heart, you need you need space to think. When you're caught up and they benevolence, you think about how, give it thought and, get into that zone of thinking, a chesedika zone. But you need time to think when you're caught up in your day-to-day. You don't go into that zone of the diva slave. You need space to think. the tzara of golus, that is that we don't have space to think, and that's also it's very in the etzim word tzara is Russian tzar, narrow, and that's also the first golus was Mitzrayim, Mitzar, right. Min hametzar karosika anani ba merchavka, right? And that's the revach ben parsha revach liz bonein. Right? The biggest problem with the golus is that we have no time, being from place to place and from tzara to tzara. Right, exactly. Like Paro said, "Tichavara vayiv." Don't give him time to think, right? Agav they say when a person's speaking, if something pops into his head, he should speak it out. It's min hashamayim. That It's a good tashtoch for this door. I heard this from my brother. I can't remember who he heard it from. I heard this like decades ago. That once in Chevron Yeshiva, like decades and decades ago, whenever they felt they needed change of pace, right? So they decided maybe to learn Zvachim. Right? But it was never on the regular machzor of Masechtas Zvachim in Chevron. So they felt like this, they should do a Goral Agra. So they did a Goral Agra, and it came out in the Pasuk, Nirpim atem, nirpim alken atem, omim lechon nizbachal lelokeinu. Right? Right. That's it. Yeah. And that was said decades ago. That's any yeshiva that wants to attract bachur. Hey, start learning kachem.
Seminary is not
much lit,
but
just
start learning kachem.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but that's it. But that was why Paro also was tichbara avoda. You know, they shouldn't have time to think. So I once heard, I heard from a friend of mine, Rav Aryeh Hendler, that today is the Zgan Rosh Yeshiva in Shalavim, but I think he saw it somewhere else. I think he saw it in Kamei Duman Yishem Mishmuel, right, to a Hezber in that which he says, Umo Yisho Shtei Shabbos Miyar Ayu Nigolim. Because Shabbos is the time when, whether you like it or not, you're forced to break from your routine. You're supposed to, whatever preoccupies you, you're supposed to stop from it. Isra Malacha. And then came the Nevi'im, Vayter, and we're Goyzer, Mitzoch Hetzchel Midaber Dover, you're not even allowed to talk about what you do during the week. So it's totally off your mind. Right? And then you have a chance to think. Right? And you could be mizboinen. And Shabbos is like mamish the revach that there is during the week to be mizboinen. Right? And once you could be, once you have this hisboninus, right? What's so funny?
That's why in Bnei Brak on Tuesday they close the shops at 2:00 in the afternoon. They need the revach, the hisboinen.
Right. So, So you could think out of the box. And that's what the Gemara says. Kol mishesh bodas kilu nivna beis hamikdash biyomav. And lumat zod kol mishesh bodas lasof golem imkomo. They're both on the same, page in Sanhedrin. If you don't have das, you're going to lose your position. Right, your mom's going to go into go, so you're going to lose your position. But if you have das, as if there's a beis hamikdash in your own days, and on Shabbos we could break through. And if we have two Shabbosos, because the klal is a man is where his mind is. They say the name of the Baal Shem Tov, right? Where is a person? Where his thoughts are. But Lama said, the Rambam had already said in the Mor Nevuchim, right, in the Prokiman Hashgacha, that the more you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he is with you. And a guy who has his mind on HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, he's under God's protection. Right? And a person who never thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandons him. It was the same thing. That's what it means, that you are where your thoughts are. With your real position, what we call madrega. Like, what does it mean? Two people keep halacha equally. What puts and everyone's chayv to keep halacha. What puts a person on a higher madrega? I mean, he's on a higher madrega than me. If two people are keep halacha to a T, what means that one person's thoughts are higher. And that's what puts him in a different level, a different kurva with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It goes, what are you doing with your mind? What's on your mind? Right? And during the Tsar of Golus is Tsar. And when it's Meitzar, you don't have room to think. You don't have room to think. And that's the matzav of Golus. That's what causes Siluk Hadas. And it gets worse and worse. Mm-hmm. Your Golus gets worse.
Like Metzora. Kind of.
Interesting. It is, in Targum, in Mitzvah, it's called Sagiru. It's closed off. It's interesting. Yeah. Be'emes, the very first thing I learned from Moshe Shapira years ago when I first met him, all those years ago, he said, what's Tumah and what's Tara? He asked me. Mani Odeh Mazat Tumah Tara. He says, Tameh, Ashorish Zeh Tetmem, Kmo Tamun. Tum, Atum, Sagur, Minutak, cut off, sealed off. Tara, again, Tsar Tasela Teva, as a Targum Omer, Tihara. And he said, Tumas closed, Tara's open. So it's like sealed off. So it's much like you all say, that's correct. Right? Things being closed off, and because they're closed off, they're also disconnected from the big picture. Right? That's Tsara, Milshin Tsar. That's Minham, that's the Meitzar. Right, we need to go from the Meitzar El Merchav. But going from Meitzar El Merchav is not with your body, it's with your mind. That's how you go from that Tsar El Ha. Yeah. Right?
You mean a Meitzar Karasi, yeah?
And Merchav. Bar Merchav. Right. That's it. That's Merchav. And that's, but you got to go there with your mind. And if you go there with your mind, Mimela, reality follows suit. Right? So if Charles Agid, we could say a Taina that the, when a person does tshuva, ulevavo yavin v'shav v'rafalo, it's about getting back in touch with reality. You realize you're out of the game, you fell out. Right? What am I doing with my? You get the big picture again, and what am I living for? What was I created for? What's my whole purpose? Why was I born? And what's my purpose in life? That when you did the chet, you weren't thinking any of that. You were just thinking, focused on your taiva, right? And therefore, Lavavo Yavin, Vishav, Verufalo, your Maven Dovering talked over, your mind expands, you see the big picture, and you're like, oh man, I'm missing it, And you get realigned because you see the big picture. You see, the Rosh Sof, Tochen Sof. Right? That's why it's Shiva. And the same thing also when coming to build the Mishkan. Right? It wasn't about building a house. It wasn't about building a house. It's about bridging the olamas, olam hazeh with the olam ha'elyon. It's the big picture. So, it's not about just following an architectural plan. Right, that's what it says, that Betzalo was, Chokhma Bino Das, that Yodaya Betzal Sitzarf Osir Shinubrem Shemaim Varet. He had the whole technology of the whole Mitzias because the Mishkan was a mini world. It had to be built with Meichin the Godless, with a big perspective. If you build it as a house, it'll be a house. You build it with the perspective that it's a Mishkan. It's a Mishkan. The mind is Iker. And that's why it had to be built in the Divusev, a big heart, with big thoughts. Big thoughts. Not just it should be a mandatory tax, but people should think and mitoch, mitoch nedivu slave, mitoch slave. Give and contribute. Then it's like it's a big project mitzad the godless of machshava that went into it. So he was a very big person. He knew all the technology of chokhmah v'das, like the olam was never, but chokhmah tzvuna v'das. Right, but the poshti yidden had to be mitzad also with their meichin the godless, nedivu slave. Think big. You give as much as it wasn't mandatory. You think, and you decide. And you think big, It should be godless hamoichin, right? And that's why the Indian of the transition of the Arba Parshias is from Skolim until Parshias Achor, Shachor Zelachem, right? Which is Marsh Keneged the Geula and Chidush. Medrash Rabbah says Atikra Achor Shachidush, bringing new things to the world, right? That's not a simple, four-step transition. Yeah, there are four parshias, right? But it's not like, four steps this way. It's four steps that way, right? And that's why you have to have at least one part where there's a break, to be mizbonin. That's not like four steps. It's four steps on flat space. You're going different dimensions. And so to make that journey, you need godless demeichen, right? Don't think linearly. Think, four-dimensionally. And that's why you have to have a break. One time to think. And that's, the godless hamoichin. And that's what's going to, that's what's going to get us out of the golos. What's going to get us out of the golos is when we finally realize that this is not normal. Life as we know it is not normal. It's not the way life was meant to be. Just like the Baal Tshuva understands the ways, he finally comes to the realization that the way he's living life is wrong, and it's really out of touch with reality. Am Yisrael as an Am has to understand that our matzav currently is not the way it was meant to be. But if you don't think that, you think this is normal and just, Mashiach's epis, it's a free, it's something icing on the cake, but it's not. right. So if you think this is normal, we'll be stuck here. Because it all goes with fee perception. You think it's normal? Sakharov says, okay. You think it's normal? I'm going to keep on giving it to you. Because you think it's normal. Right? You finally expand your mind, saying life is much more. There can be many more dimensions to life. Dimensions of Kedusha and Tahara. Way above what we know and way above the world is. That normal is not normal at all. It's not the way life was meant to be. That's what's going to get us out of goals. Right? And Shabbos is particularly mesugal for that. That's what it says, you know, Toshi Shabbos Raglecha, right? And you keep all the drabonims of not even speaking divrei chol on Shabbos, so your mind is only a kedusha, right? So that's achalticha nachas Yaakov avicha, and the Gemara says, what's nachas bli mitzorim, no boundaries. You get out of the katnus de meichin. So that's the end of Shabbos Bechlau, that's the end of this Shabbos Befrat, and that's where you reach Nadiva slave. Big heart. Not thinking small, thinking big. And right, that's the Ikar Nitzachin over Amalek and the Golas. Right? Is their koach over us is that we think they're normal. We think that life under them is normal. And that's the biggest Golas, that you think it's normal. And the way out is that with your mind. And Ramchal writes this in the Das Torah. If only a certain critical number of Yidden at the same time would, betarmus einem, they'll be disgusted with the illusion that this is normal. Understand, this is not right. Mashiach will come right then. Right. We're in Golos because of our state of mind, right? Golos is more state of mind than anything else. It's the geopolitical state is a result of the state of mind. We change our state of mind, will get us out of here. And that's what, again, we have to always bring it back to our president. We have to have L'chaim to Donald Trump and the Republican Party. That's what I do. Right? Explain this to you. Right? That's the war that he's up against. The war against the fake news and the media. It's a battle of perception. Right? What's right, what's wrong, what's moral, what's immoral. It's mamish. It's a culture conflict. This is more than anything else. It's a battle of ideas and ideology and perception. What's normal, what's not normal, what's called kind, what's not, what's called to be cruel. I said the liberals saying America has to self-destruct in the name of kindness. They say that's not called kindness, it's called recklessness. It's a whole battle of, deus. Right? Russia should help our president, right? Unzer Achashverosh, right? And Chaim to Unzer Esther Ivanka, right? Right? That we should have seen Nisan and Flaws, right? By Yomim, like by Yomim, Bazman Azeh.